Okay, the lead sounds as close as I remember. Started with 33, then 29, then 3, then 66, and 8 at the end. Don't remember if they were single or double coil. The rhythm guitar was sound 1 single coil. The rhythm was 007 pop rock at 116 beats per minute, and it was run through the processor sound 19. The bass was that Korg sound I always use, 64, I think it is, something 64, through the, actually I played it on the Rhodes piano. Okay, that was a rough draft of the song that I think might end up getting called Rock 101. Anyway, it had rhythm 007, I think it was 80s pop or something like that, or 80s rock or pop rock. The lead guitar had sound 60 at first single and then double coil. The rhythm guitar had sound 1 single coil. Okay, the next one is a portion, the end portion of another version with different sounds, and it also had a starts with a slightly different part that I probably won't end up using. But the lead sound was either 33 or 66, I'm not sure which. Rhythm was the same. The rhythm guitar was the same. The rhythm was 033 at 114 beats a minute. I mainly saved this because I like the lead sound. I think it was 33, and at the very end it flipped into 66. Yeah, I kind of like the lead on that, or not the part, but the sound, which was, I think, 33, double call. The rhythm I did not like as much on that one. It's kind of a disco rhythm. Okay, the next version is going to have a different lead sound. I don't think it's that great either, but it's sound 30, double coil, and back to rhythm 007, pop rock, I guess it was called. And this time it was at 116 beats per minute, slightly faster. And I also ran it through RP1 sound 19, the rhythm, that is. Rhythm guitar is the same, single coil, RP1 sound 1. We'll be right back.
Okay, that version had a slightly different rhythm. Guitar part at the end, I'm gonna just isolate that now.